This next poem was censored by the Poetry Society of America many years ago. To my great surprise, it's always delightful to be censored. I have a poem which is called Baby Pictures of Famous Dictators. And when it was translated in Eastern Europe, it was translated into Baby Pictures of Famous Directors. So, you know, we've got a vague term, directors. It could be movie directors, you know. Anyway, so this one, it's really nothing. It's a kind of poem. It's, again, a very New England sort of poem, going to country fairs and one of the really big events. It's probably the same thing over here. I mean, it's an eternal human event that people find very interesting. It's to have a kind of a tent where you have the freak animals, where you have the, you know, various sort of, I don't know, six-legged dogs and cows that have three heads or two heads or and that sort of thing. And you know the sort of scene. And just sort of one night being there and just sort of watching a little dog who had he had two extra legs, and they made him do tricks, and that was seemed to be the sort of the height of indignity. I mean, it was terrible. I mean, just, you know, I mean, you're already should earn your living by having these extra legs, and you still have to go around doing things that any dumb dog can do, you know? So anyway, this poem is called Animal Acts. I mean, I think those people with Poetry Society were accept, I mean, I think the title and something later on in the poem bothered them a great deal. But I was thinking more of it was like a sort of like a Johnny Carson show, you know, where you have people bring their pets or whatever, you know, tigers and I don't know. You've seen those things. I don't know how to tell you. So anyway, I just make my own little series of acts, vaudeville acts, animal acts. A bear who eats with a silver spoon. Two apes adept at grave digging. Rats who do calculus. A police dog who copulates with a woman who takes undertaker's measurements. A bedbug who suffers, who has doubts about his existence. The miraculous laughing dove. A thousand-year-old turtle playing billiards. A chicken who cuts his own throat, who bleeds. The trainer with his sugar cubes, with his chair and whip. The evenings when they all huddle in a cage, smoking cheap cigars, lazily marking the cards in the new deck.